Some years ago, a warehouse man in Manchester, England, published a scurrilous pamphlet in which he endeavored to hold up the house of Grant Brothers to ridicule. William Grant remarked upon the occurrence that the man would live to repent of what he had done, and this was conveyed by some tale-bearer to the libeller, who said, "Oh, I suppose he thinks I shall some time or other be in his debt, but I will take good care of that." It happens, however, that a man in business cannot always choose who shall be his creditors. The pamphleteer became a bankrupt, and the brothers held an acceptance of his, which had been endorsed to them by the drawer, who had also become a bankrupt. The wantonly libeled men had thus become creditors of the libeler. They now had it in their power to make him repent of his audacity. He could not obtain his certificate without their signature, and without it he could not enter into business again. He had obtained the number of signatures required by the bankrupt law, except one. It seemed folly to hope that the firm of the brothers would supply the deficiency. What, they who had cruelly been made the laughingstock of the public, forget the wrong and favor the wrongdoer? He despaired. But the claims of a wife and children forced him at last to make the application.